is in the letter number 1626. So here there is a woman who is telling the Rebbe that she has entered the second month of her pregnancy, and she's asking the Rebbe for a blessing. It's dated Yud Siman Tov Yud Beis. And of course, whenever the Rebbe starts a letter to a woman, he says, Bracha v'shalom. So the Rebbe says to her like this, that I want you to reiterate, tell you again, this that I spoke to your father when he was here. The Rebbe says not to publicize the pregnancy until, as my father-in-law said, until you enter the fifth month. Now, it doesn't say here the reason, but, you know, there is, you know, ayin haras, there is other issues that may come up. And so the Rebbe, the tradition in Chabad is that you don't announce it until you're in the fifth month. You enter the fifth month. After four full months, you enter the fifth month, and that's when you announce it. Of course, people that are very close, it's a different story we're talking about for the public. Now here, the Rebbe gives...
Rabbi,
Rebbe gives some practical instructions, suggestions. Apparently, it looks like from the Rebbe's first point to her that the doctors have given her special instruction about eating and drinking and over exertion. The Rebbe says you will follow, he's sort of encouraging her to follow the instructions of the doctors that you have visited and that have know you, to accept their suggestion as far as eating, as far as drinking. And number two, the Rebbe says you should inspect all the mezuzahs in your home, and you should change those that are not kosher for kosher ones. Now, I noticed that the Rebbe doesn't say if you have non-kosher ones. The Rebbe is sort of, in the Rebbe's writing, he says, go ahead and exchange the non-kosher ones for kosher ones. Further, the Rebbe says, you should continue the good tradition of Jewish women to give charity, especially that's a charity for Rabbi Meir Bal Hanes. It's a charity in Israel. They call it Rabbi Meir Bal Hanes. Before you light the candles on the eve of Shabbos and the eve of Yom Tov. Another thing is, your husband, the Rebbe says in number four, should strengthen himself to keep to say the portion of the Tehillim every day as it's been divided for the month. At least, the Rebbe says, until after the birth in a good and a suspicious time. So Rebbe says that saying that Shir of Tehillim should always say it, but especially for good luck and for health and for success, do it and please until the baby is born. Now here the Rebbe says another idea that the Rebbe has said in various different places. The Rebbe says when you do the Shema before retiring, that's called the Kriya Shema Shalamita, you have a very special prayer over there, which is called the Birchas HaMapil. That's a prayer not to be troubled by bad dreams and other issues that come up at nighttime. Before you make that bracha, after you make that bracha, you're supposed to go straight to sleep without any interruption. But before that, you should say chapter 20, which is Lam Natzeach Ya'ancha, and you're asking Hashem to respond to you. Now, I'm getting from all these extra things the Rebbe is saying, maybe she had a hard time carrying, or maybe she wasn't so well, or maybe, because this doesn't sound like ordinary guidance, because the Rebbe is telling her to say the Tehillim, Ya'ancha, may Hashem respond to you. And after you finish that chapter, you should say again the verse. The verse says, Ya'ancha, may God respond to you in your day of trouble and send you his help. That's what the verse basically says. But the Rebbe says you should have in mind all those intentions that are needed at this time, so that you should have in mind whatever you do at this time, that you should have in mind as if you've done it, even though you don't know all the various different intentions, what you say during that prayer, but you should think that I'm thinking as if I had it all in mind. And then the Rebbe ends off with a blessing that your pregnancy should be easy, it should be a whole carrying full term and in time, and you should give birth to living children in a proper, in a timely way, and in an easy way, with blessings of the Rebbe. So here you see how the Rebbe is giving very specific, apparently, I'm going to guess that this was a case in which that woman needed special blessing.